right, rounding things out here on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. This is the portion of the program where we tell you, well, we pat ourselves on the back first. We say, great job, everybody. We did great today.
Good show. Good show.
Yep.
A lot of hustle out there.
And if you missed anything, you could check it out at 1620thezone.com, the radio replay page in the Connor Happer Show, or wherever you get your pods, your radio replays.
Yeah, yeah. What to watch tonight? I think it starts here locally, St. John's at Creighton, 6 p.m.,
yes,
FS1.
First home game in a month.
Maybe you go down to the game.
I think I will be there.
Okay.
That's the plan as of right now.
First home game in over a month as the Red Storm come to town. Two teams with identical records facing off. Both, 10-5? 10-6? Something? Both
10-5.
Both 2-2 in the conference as well.
10-5. St. John's and Creighton tonight. Yeah. These are games that are scary. It becomes pretty important that you defend home court. I've talked about that a whole bunch. Probably people are like, man, this guy's got to stop talking about it. But they're trying to build an NCAA tournament resume. So you got three in a row here, St. John's, DePaul, and Butler, where it's like, let's take care of business. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's take care of business time. You start kind of finding out who you are in those moments.
Absolutely. It's a puck night on Turner. Maple Leafs at the Rangers. That starts at 6:30. And then a nightcap, Avalanche at the Ducks, 9 p.m. Both of those two teams that, if the season ended today, would be in the playoffs.
Let's go Avs. Okay. I'm a huge Avs guy.
Okay.
Now,
well, there you go.
I like the Nuggets, and they share the arena, so it's like, yeah, sure.
Root for your roommate?
If I had a hockey team, it'd probably be the Avs.
Okay. And we move away from sports to miscellaneous television here. Did you know Jim Belushi had a show on Discovery?
No.
Did you know that Jim Belushi's show on Discovery is about him growing weed?
No.
Well, tonight at 9 o'clock, season 2 of Growing Belushi premieres as Jim discovers he must rebuild his cannabis farm from the soil up.
Wow. Okay. I'm mildly interested.
And he rushes to save his partnership with there's apparently an official Blues Brothers brand of weed.
Okay.
And he's got to regrow his farm so the partnership is in jeopardy.
Wow. Kind of intense there.
Yeah.
I had no idea the show existed. Thank you for bringing it to my attention.
I didn't know until a couple hours ago.
I didn't know the Discovery Channel was delving into things like this.
Well, that's after a two-hour episode of Moonshiners.
Okay. Well, I knew they were delving into that.
Yes. Food Network tonight, Triple G, Guy's Grocery Games. It's an international flavor to this episode.
Okay.
That's at 7 o'clock as the contestants are tasked with recreating a signature dish from their native land.
What about Jeopardy?
Jeopardy, always.
Always 6
always
o'clock.
On the list.
Always 6 o'clock.
Amy is running through people.
She's going for what, 35 now?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe tonight is the quest for 35.
She's getting close to like she already passed Holzhauer, who mm-hmm. won, who was famous for winning the most money.
Yes.
She passed him in amount of games won in a row.
If she wins, obviously today, Thursday, and Friday, she will have the second longest winning streak in Jeopardy history.
Unfortunately, the man standing in the way is the current host,
yeah.
And that's Ken Jennings, who won 74 games in a row.
Yeah, still a ways off of that. But
we got some time.
Yeah. A couple movies to watch tonight. The Blind Side is on at 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
Back to back.
On FX. Sandy, America's Sweetheart, won an Oscar for portraying the woman who took in former NFL player Michael Orr.
Sandy B.
And The Magnificent Seven on Paramount tonight at 6 o'clock. The 2016 remake of the 1960 Western, which is a remake of 1954's Seven Samurai, one of the greatest movies ever.
I love learning about this stuff because I never, like, you never know what's a remake of what.
Yeah, yeah.
You never have any.
Sometimes they hide it. Sometimes It's a remake of a movie no one's ever heard of.
They'll throw a guy in there like who was in the previous movie, and you just won't be in on the joke at all.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Who's this old guy?
A lot of people obviously familiar with the Western from 1960.
Right.
This version stars the greatest actor in American history, Denzel Washington, starring opposite Chris Pratt.
Oh, who's not too shabby himself.
No. He finds himself in a lot of action franchises.
Very good.
That's what to watch tonight.
That is what to watch tonight, and that will get us on out of here. Crossover is next with Boys from Unsportsmanlike Conduct. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.